Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we are doing our daily devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. And this one is the 113th one, and it's called Interactive, which I also titled Lukewarm Christians, because that is a concept we're going to speak about a little bit here today. So first, we're going to read the devotional, and then I'm going to give you a little teaching on this important topic. Please, this is one of the most important teachings you're going to hear me do. So please listen to this and comprehend what we're speaking about. So the devotional says, stop. Read Acts 15, 19 to 33. So that's our commandment of the, or a rule here of the devotional here this morning, to read Acts 15, verses 19 to 33. So let's do that and let's see where we're at. It says in Acts 15, verse 19 to 33, and so my judgment is that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God. Instead, we should write and tell them to abstain from eating food offered to idols, from sexual immorality, from eating meat of strangled animals, and from consuming blood. For these laws of Moses have been preached in Jewish synagogues in every city on every Sabbath for many generations. We're up to verse 22. Then the apostles and the elders together with the whole church in Jerusalem chose delegates, and they sent them to Antioch of Syria with Paul and Barnabas to report of this decision. The men chosen were two of the church leaders, Judas, also called Barnabas, and Silas. This is the letter they took with them. This letter is from the apostles and the elders, your brothers in Jerusalem. It is written to the Gentile believers in Antioch, Syria, and Sicilia. Greetings. We understand that some men from here have troubled you and upset you with their teaching, but we did not send them. So we decided, having come to complete agreement, to send you official representatives, along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord, Yeshua Messiah. We are sending Judas and Silas to confirm what we have decided concerning your question. For it seemed good to the Rahadah Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, and to us to lay no greater burden on you than these few requirements. You must abstain from eating food offered to idols, from consuming blood or meat of strangled animals, and from sexual immorality. If you do this, you will do well. Farewell. And then verse 30. These messages went at once to Antioch, where they called a general meeting of believers and delivered the letter. And there was great joy throughout the church that day as they read this encouraging message. Then Judas and Silas, both being prophets, spoke at length to the believers, encouraging and strengthening their faith. They stayed for a while, and the believers sent them back to the church in Jerusalem with a blessing of peace. So, as we read the devotional and says, stop, read Acts 15, 19 to 33, read it now. And we just read it now. Key points. A, the book of Acts was not written until approximately 20 to 25 years after the resurrection of Messiah. Point B, only Torah scrolls, what you know as the Old Testament books, were read in the synagogues during Paul, James, and Peter's lives. C, there was none of what you know as the New Testament during the apostles' lives. And no, they did not think they were writing, reading, or producing new scriptures when they were writing letters and making decisions or giving testimonials. They were just upholding the word that is already written in the length of Yeshua's revelation. D, the apostles preached the good news from the Torah scrolls. E, new converts and Messiah were instructed in basic commands to start their faith walk, as you just read in Acts 15, 20. F, the four instructions for new converts were, number one, abstain from food polluted by idols, meaning self-reliant thoughts, things sacrificed to other gods. Number two, abstain from sexual immorality, meaning lust-filled thoughts, fornication, and adultery. Three, abstain from meat strangled of other animals, meaning unclean thoughts, keep kosher eating habits. And four, abstain from blood, meaning all fleshly ideas, no eating food with blood in it, as life is in the blood, as confirmed in Leviticus 17:11. And then G, only the above four starter commands were given to new converts in Messiah as they encompassed so much of the heart of Yahweh. Take a moment and meditate on all the commands of Yahweh that involve idolatry, sexual immorality, unclean living, and not violating life. Then the instruction for the future learning follows in verse 21. For the law of Moses has been preached in every city from the earliest times and is read in the synagogue on every Sabbath. In other words, the new converts were expected to come to learn Torah each week after their conversion. The intent was not to burden the new believers with too many details in the beginning, but to reveal the heart of Yahweh and the essentialness of obedience. Growing in faith would follow. H, the Sabbath was and always will be from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. I, the apostles saw the need to notify the entire church about what the Spirit has revealed to them, so they sent letters to the whole church. Ask yourself this question. Why have you not heard this? Be a Berean. These were more fair-minded, noble in character than those in Thessalonica, that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether Paul and Silas, to find out what Paul was saying was true. And that's Acts 17:11, which says, and the people of Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica, and they listened eagerly to Paul's message. They searched the scriptures day after day to see if Paul and Silas were teaching the truth. So that is the devotional today. And the first thing I'm going to say is that in Timothy, it says, there's a verse that says, all scripture is profitable to man. When that was written, there was no such thing as the New Testament. They were talking about the Torah and the prophets. All scripture is profitable for man. It also says in the Renewed Covenant, the New Testament, that sin is transgression of the law. The law found in the Torah. Sin is transgression of the Torah. So these are essential key points to understand. Reason being, Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, did not die so we could live in sin and have an excuse to get away with it. He saved us through his blood, but he also taught us what living the instructions and the will of our Father was all about. He left us with the holy word of scripture to show us and point to us what it means to live an obedient life and to show us the truth. And he wants us to have a changed life, a repentive life. And part of that repentance, turning from the way we were acting before we were put on death row. And now we have a new life in him. The truth versus the lie is what's being taught out there today. We have two sides to choose, the enemy's side or our creator's side. And based on the side we choose is going to determine where we're going to spend eternity or how we're going to spend eternity. We have to make the right choice, and the right choice is the truth. As it says in scripture, Yeshua is the truth, and he's known as the living Torah, the living guidelines and the living instructions. The enemy's job is to lie, kill, and destroy, right? And he's done that. And he's deceived people to thinking they no longer need to be obedient to the words of our wonderful Creator. And many so-called believers have completely skipped over or not heard or not understood what we just read here in the devotional about what it means to be a true follower of our wonderful Creator and to accept Yeshua and his word for what he said it was. And there are too many deceived believers out there or make-believers out there because their flesh does not want to let go yet of their sinful nature. And Yeshua came to change that and turn that around. So let's look at some scriptures of truth here. and let's understand about truth. John 17:14-17 says, I have given them your word, and the world hates them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. What is truth? The word of our Creator. What did we just read here in the devotional? The word of our Creator. What we as believers are responsible for and not responsible for. To uphold Scripture. To uphold the word. The word is to be a light in our darkness. And many so-called believers are still walking around and stumbling in darkness because they're not accepting the light of our wonderful Creator that is giving through the word, his holy word. They're not reading and studying Scripture. This was the passion of the renewed covenant of believers. This was their passion of the apostles, to teach this word and make disciples so people would follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And only then could we really understand why Yeshua died for us. 1 Peter 5:8 and 9 says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are. We have to understand the decisions we need to make and why we need to make them. 2 Peter 1:19-21 says, because of that experience, we have even greater confidence in the message proclaimed by the prophets. You must pay close attention to what they wrote, for their words are like a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns. And Yeshua, the morning star, shines in your hearts. Above all, you must realize that no prophecy in Scripture ever came from the prophets' own understanding or from human intuition. No, these prophets were moved by the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, and they spoke from Yahweh, our wonderful Creator. We have to study Scripture and understand what the message was of the prophets, of the apostles, of Yeshua himself. And as I quoted this earlier, and I tell you now, 2 Timothy 3:16-17, all Scripture is inspired by Yahweh. It is useful to teach us what is true and what is to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong, and it teaches us to do what is right. Yahweh used it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Do you understand? When this was written, there was no New Testament. The original covenant, the Old Testament, is known as the tutor to teach us. How many of us can benefit from a teacher in our lives to show us the will of our Father? This is what the Word says. This is what so-called believers or Christians need to wake up and read and study the Word. To learn the truth, to realize what's wrong in our lives, so we repent and turn, and we return to the truth. But this is where the enemy has so many people confused and running around, double-mindedness, saying things that aren't of Scripture, doing things that are against our Creator's guidelines and instructions. And I will submit to you that the majority of so-called believers out there are already keeping 80 to 90% of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, but so are non-believers. So are people that even never knew our Creator. Through the simple morality of life, people are keeping the majority of what our Creator tells us to do. But the difference between a non-believer and a believer is we don't stop there. We go over and beyond to make sure all our works are good. Everything we're doing is righteous according to our Creator's word. Not just what feels right and good to us, but even if we don't understand it, we're going to follow his words over our flesh and our thoughts and our mind. There's no mingling the seed here. There's no neutrality with our Creator. You either go all the way or you're not following him. That's it. That's the difference. Luke 24, verses 25-27 says, then Yeshua said to them, you foolish people, you find it so hard to believe all that the prophets wrote in Scripture. Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering his glory? Then Yeshua took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from Scripture the things concerning himself. We need, and it's our responsibility, to read Scripture as believers and to understand and study it and to learn what it means to live in the truth and what the truth is. And John 14, verse 6 says, Yeshua told them, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. To understand truth in John 17, 17, it says, make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Do you understand? There was no renewed covenant or New Testament when he wrote that. Teach them your word means that they would learn the Torah. And in Jeremiah, when he gave us a new covenant, he wasn't changing it. He was just changing the place of it. He said it should come off paper and on our hearts so we would know it, so we would live it and be so close to it. John 8, 32 says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That the Torah, the instructions, the will of our Creator would now be on our heart. And we wouldn't just feel those things that feel right to us to live a moral life, but we would feel every single word that our Creator tells us to. Everything we're capable of feeling, we will keep. 2 Corinthians 11, verses 2 to 15 says, for I am jealous for you with the jealous of Yahweh himself. I promised you as a pure bride to one husband, Yeshua. But I fear that somehow your pure, undivided devotion to Yeshua will be corrupted, just as Eve was deceived by the cunning ways of the serpent. You happily put up with whatever anyone tells you, even if they preach a different Yeshua than the one we preach, or a different kind of spirit than the one you received, or a different kind of gospel than the one you believed. But I don't consider myself inferior in any way to these superior apostles who teach such things. I may be unskilled as a speaker, but I am not lacking in knowledge. We have made this clear to you in every possible way. Was I wrong when I humbled myself and honored you by preaching Yahweh's good news to you without expecting anything in return? I robbed other churches by accepting their contributions so I could serve you at no cost. And when I was with you and didn't have enough to live on, I did not become a financial burden to anyone. For the brothers who came from Macedonia brought me all that I needed. I have never been a burden to you, and I never will be. As surely as the truth of Yeshua is in me, no one in all of Greece will ever stop me from boasting about this. Why? Because I don't love you. God knows that I do. So you understand that? Why? Because Yahweh knows the love. Verse 12, but I will continue doing what I have always done. This will undercut those who are looking for an opportunity to boast that their work is just like ours. These people are false apostles. They are deceitful workers who disguise themselves as apostles of Yeshua. But I am not surprised. Even Satan disguised himself as the angel of light. So it is no wonder that his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. In the end, they will get punishment for their wicked deeds deserve. Understanding what it is to go all the way and not halfway, we must believe. 1 Timothy 4, 1, 3 warns against these false teachers. Now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last time, some will turn away from true faith. True faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. These people are hypocrites and liars, and their consciences are dead. Not teaching the words of our wonderful Messiah. We must not stop. We must go the full way. Ephesians 4, 13 to 15 says, this will continue until we come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of Yahweh's Son, that we will mature in Yahweh, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Yeshua. And then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown around by every wind of every new teaching. Will we not be influenced when the people try to trick us with lies so clever that they sound like the truth? Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Yeshua, who is the head of his body in the church. This is scripture and warning to us to follow the truth and to follow the Torah of our scriptures that are spoken about. And we looked at in devotions here in the book of Acts. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities in the unseen world, against the mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places." We need to stick to the word and use the word to understand the truth. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps us from knowing Yahweh. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Yeshua." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 5:12 to 14 says, "You have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about Yahweh's word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. For someone who lives on milk is still an infant and doesn't know how to do what is right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who know through training, have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong." James 4:7 says, "Humble yourselves before Yahweh. Resist the enemy and he will flee from you." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time we stepped up, and it's time we became strong in our faith and we studied the word for what it is and the truth for what it is. It's time we became full in our passion and our desires and not to be lukewarm. That's the problem. Many people are lukewarm. Revelation 3, 14 to 16 says, "The angel of the church of Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of Yahweh's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. Because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of the mouth." And Matthew 7:16 to 17 says, "You can detect them by the way they act, just as you can identify a tree by its fruit." By the way they act. You need to never confuse grapevines with thorn bushels or figs with thistles. Different kinds of fruit trees can produce different, can quickly be identified by examining their fruit. It says in Matthew 23:25-28, "Woe to you teachers of the law and the Pharisees, you hypocrites. You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but on the inside you are full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of your cup and dish, then the outside will also be clean. Woe to you, teachers of the law of the Pharisees, you hypocrites. You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead of every unclean. In the same way, on the outside you appear to the people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness." And I tell you today, the average Christian that calls himself a believer can be the same type of person here. They look so great on the outside, but they have no knowledge of our Creator's word. They want to make excuse for Yeshua's death as a reason to live in sin and live against the words of our Creator. They're deceived, deceived, deceived. Isaiah 29:13 says, "These people come near me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is based merely on human rules. They have not been taught." And Titus 1:16 says, "They claim to know Yahweh, but their actions deny him. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for doing anything good." If this sounds like it's pretty harsh, and this sounds like something that needs to be corrected, you need to listen to this, because it's most likely you that I am talking to. If you call yourself a Christian going to the average Christian church out there that's teaching that it's okay to live in sin and we no longer need to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator because we have Yeshua, that is not the truth of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. You need to take the root and understand where it comes from. Mark 4:15 to 19 says, "Some people are like the seed along a path where the word is sown. And as soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that it was sown in them. Others, like a seed sown quickly on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like a seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires of others come to choke the word, making it unfruitful." The scriptures give a firm warning about the lukewarm Christian. the lukewarm believers that refuse to listen to Yahweh's word. 2 Timothy 4:3 and 4 says, "For the time will come when people will not put up with the sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths." And this is what we have in the modern popular church today. John, 1 John 3:8-10 says, "Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil. For the devil has been sinning from the beginning. No reason the Son of God appeared to was to destroy the works of the devil. Or the reason the Son of Man appeared was to destroy the devil. No one born of Yahweh makes a practice of sinning. For Yahweh's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning, because he has been born of Yahweh. By this it is evident who are the children of Yahweh and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does practice does not practice righteousness is not of Yahweh, nor is the one who does not love his brother." And Hebrews 10:26 says, "If we deliberately keep sinning after we have received the knowledge of truth, no sacrifice is left for sins." It says in the scriptures, "To know good and not do it, to him it is sin." We need to understand the truth, the way, and the life. We need to understand and go all the way. We need to understand that these four commandments in this devotional in Acts was just the beginning, not the end. We need to understand we must do our best to follow him in every single way. Acts 26:18 says, "To open their eyes, they must turn from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to the power of God. They will receive forgiveness for their sins and be given a place among Yahweh's people who are set apart by faith in me." And then Matthew 10:32-33 says, "So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge them before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny them before my Father in heaven." And Mark 1:15, and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Repent means to turn. We must examine our ways, as it said, to test thyself. 2 Corinthians 13:5. We must pass this test. Test everything. And I pray that this message will inspire you to read the scriptures. And those last commandments that you're not fulfilling, the words of our Creator, you would understand and you would desire to fill it with joy, knowing that we're saved through the blood of Messiah, but we're blessed through the works that he's given us to do in his holy word. Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. And you can see more at the website, Torah Life Ministries. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has